The dungeon rats murdered the entire royal family of Naporia and have been punished to a fate worse than death. For they are forever trapped in the endless dungeon. And it's your job to keep them there and make them suffer through your most wicked creations. The gang known as the Dungeon Rats are Rhoda the Ruthless.
I'm Rhoda. I'm a dragonborn fighter blessed with thunder thighs to crush my enemies and impress my crushes.
Bugfly the Bewitched.
I'm Bugfly and I'm a rogue Darrow. My favorite hobbies include trinket hoarding, hugs, and building complex explosive devices capable of causing catastrophic damages to every man, woman, and child. And aromatherapy.
Gilf the Godless.
Gifted with a keen eye for detective work, while cursed with arcane magic running through my tiefling blood, I truly am the most dangerous of adversaries.
Daryl, the Demonic.
I am Daryl, Dust Goblin, Paladin of the Order of the Possum God, Servant of the Great Pouch. I have pamphlets if you're interested.
Belagar, the Beheader.
I am Belagar, the Half-Orc Paladin, condemned for the sins of my past, but hopeful for redemption in the future.
And Rot, the Rotten.
Hey guys, I'm your fearless leader!
I used to be a goblin, but now I'm just a hand.
Welcome back to the Dungeon Rats, an interactive Dungeons & Dragons adventure. It is up to you, our guardian, to provide us with the traps, encounters, magic items, and anything you can think of to keep these villains in the dungeon and off the streets. Together, we will keep the scum of Naporia trapped in the endless dungeon. You can contribute by going to thedungeonrats.com or by following us at thedungeonrats. You can also follow me at PatLikesToTweet. We need you to contribute because the situation is getting dire. These rats have proven to be more clever than we ever expected. I'd like to thank Theome, the True Hug Prince, and Clint for submitting today's encounters that will surely stop them in their tracks. You can find more about these brave guardians by following the links in the show notes. So, to catch you up, here is what has happened so far. The party is back together, and a young halfling scout named Pinwan stumbled across them. He was lost from his half-scout troop. That poor, poor child. They fooled him with aliases. He has no idea the danger he is in. Their lies go deeper than their names, too. They lied to him about the birds and the bees, and he has no idea what menstruation means. That poor, poor child. He is focused on his own quest to catch the elusive Blink Corgi. If he does so, he will add yet another merit badge to his extensive collection. The rats are interested in something else, his magic compass, which points towards the scout leader. Once they find him, they will surely hold him hostage so they can find a way to escape. On their journey to the half-scout troop, they accidentally freed a displacer beast from a magic chest that kept its teleporting abilities contained. They easily dispatched the beast when the mighty Rhoda ripped its head off and she is still covered in its blood. Thank Lathander they did not take the chest, for its magic will be key to catching the Blink Corgi. One last thing. Last week, I forgot to introduce a key member of the party, Hank the French Hawk. He is a hawk from France who is a companion to Bugfly. He is always with the party, flying and watching. I'd also like to thank BattleBards for letting us use their sound effects. They are a mighty collection of sounds, and they can be yours by going to battlebards.com. And this is where we are now. The Dungeon Rats just had a bathroom break and are now standing over the magic chest and the bloody body of the Displacer Beast.
I didn't know that this is going to end up this way. Who are you people? Stacy, you ripped its head off!
Pimwan, I have something to tell you.
It wasn't an accident.
This will calm you down.
Yeah.
None of us are who we say we are.
What?
No, I'm Jenny.
No, you're not. You're Bugfly.
Oh, come on.
I am definitely Stacy. I mean, at my hardest core.
Yes, but also her name is Rhoda, and she is not that at all.
Hi, it's really nice to meet you.
What happened to your voice?
We apologize for deceiving you, little one.
Oh, you like a boy?
Always.
I am not a sorcerer. That might be the most earth-shattering thing you've ever heard.
I don't believe it.
No, I am not Gilf the Sorcerer. I'm actually Dar-Il the Paladin.
For I am Gilf, the
no
greatest
way.
Sorcerer you have ever seen!
I have yet to be convinced of that.
Well, no, for
greatest.
Real.
I took some creative liberties. Not the greatest sorcerer. He is just a, he's a
pretty
he's working
great.
On it. He's working on
average.
It.
Average.
Fantastically great.
Delightfully average.
But a little bit more.
Boy, does he try hard, you know?
Trying hard, but in accomplishing it.
Wow.
Why am I trying to impress you, little boy? I don't need to impress you.
You really don't.
I don't need to impress you at all.
The reason we hid our identities is because we are those very murderers who you speak of.
What?
Yep.
But we're really nice. It was like
no.
totally
was,
misunderstood.
No, you can't be nice. You ripped off that poor animal's head.
It no, was it was going to kill you and eat you and put you in its stomach.
Yeah, are you sure it was a poor animal? You don't know. Maybe it was rich.
Yeah, you know, even I, with my pacifism, is pretty much like, yeah, that needed to be done.
Well, it was a displacer beast.
Yeah.
They kill for sport.
And that one was particularly mean.
Yeah. Well, I'd been trapped in that box.
We don't really play sports.
That's a fair point.
But we had a friend that played sports. Chand.
Oh, man.
What happened to Chan?
He played handball.
He played college football.
Yeah, he played college football. I do remember that.
Technically, we let Chan die.
You killed Chan?
No.
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 He died of natural causes.
I tried to bring him back to life, but I stabbed him too many times.
What?
Well, I'm all about transparency.
There's a knife that healed, but also hurt. I heard this secondhand.
Yeah. This is what technically happened is we killed Chand, then we brought him back to life so that we could kill him another time.
The positives is that he was evil, so it's probably good that he's gone because he would have killed us eventually.
So, hey.
Hey.
Pimhon, where does your compass point now?
Down the hall.
Oh, let's go.
Where we should have gone in the first place.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go with you.
Wait, does your
protect you. I'm really strong. I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm so strong and totally not evil.
Rhoda is just standing behind her, shaking her head.
Perhaps Pimhon should ride Hank. He will be the most safe there.
I can ride the hawk?
Yeah, yes, he's really nice.
You have to hold on, Pimhon.
Okay.
Hank, this is Pimhon. Pimhon is a good friend of ours. Can you keep him safe?
Wee.
Thank you, Hank.
Pimhon climbs onto Hank. They lift into the air, and they start coasting forward down the hall.
How big is that compass? I keep picturing like something like the size of a saucer.
Yeah, it's big.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It's like cartoonishly big in his hands.
I want him to put it around like Hank's neck.
Oh,
like,
perfect.
Like Flavor Flav has that big clock. I want Hank to have that big compass on him. And then we just start heading down the hall.
Off to catch the blink corgi so I can get my merit badge.
Aww.
And murder the corgi.
We're not going to murder the corgis.
No, they are so evil.
They're so cute.
Pimhon, do you know the way out of here?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, no.
But your scout leader does.
He does, yes. He's the one who brought us here. What?
You're just so cute.
Oh, thanks.
Who is us?
Oh, me and my whole den. There's a group of us.
Where
There's four
the
of
rest
us.
Of them?
I don't know. I got separated.
Okay, let's walk down this hallway. Skippity-doo-da, skippity-day. My old friend, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine coming my way. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-day.
I love
Mr.
that song.
Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder. It's actual. Everything is satisfactual.
Hey, is this copyright infringement?
Yes, it is.
Pimhon points to his copyright infringement of Merit
Badge. I don't think we can keep singing this song. Okay, you continue to coast down this hallway.
Yes.
As you move down, the hallway starts to get wider and wider and wider. And now you're in a room that is filled with small, short, bushes.
I'm going to roll perception on these bushes, see if I know anything about them.
They're thick bushes. They're hard to see through. To see within them, you've got to stick your hands in and pull the leaves aside.
I run up and punch the bush again.
Yeah, I do the same.
Roll for me.
4.
19.
19? You punch a bush.
Yes.
Here.
Wow.
Oh, hi.
Are these bushes, like, blocking our path, or are they just, like, scattered?
They're just scattered.
Did it sound like a dog?
Yeah.
Or I know that sound.
Like a blink corgi?
I know that sound.
What is it?
It's probably a blink corgi.
Perhaps, for once, we can plan.
That's so funny.
Hey guys,
what does that mean?
Can I talk to everyone from the a little sidebar? Belagar, can you just put in some earmuffs real quick? I just want to talk.
What the hell is this guy's deal, you guys?
You guys ever get the feeling that he's talking down to you?
Yes, absolutely, all the time.
Right? He was all like...
He thinks he's such a good
It's how
paladin.
You talk to us 50% of the time.
It was a great idea. Don't get me wrong. Like, he's full of great ideas, but I just feel like he can take it down a notch, right?
Can I ask you guys something?
Yeah.
Can I ask you guys something?
What's up?
Do you think he's a better paladin?
That's a lot.
After that frozen spell that you did last time?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Thank you.
That was... Okay. Anyways, Belagar!
Please let me have this.
Yes,
hey, Belagar, friend. They were talking about you.
God damn it, Benoit.
What? You didn't tell me to cover my ears? I have a merit badge for no back talking.
I slap him right in his face.
No!
Roll D20.
Pim 1 for the
18.
Oh my god, you hit him.
Oh no!
Oh.
Poor little guy.
Roll a D4 plus strength.
God damn it. 3.
Heal 3.
Well, he gets knocked off Hank, lands on the ground, and then you instantly heal him.
I have exactly 3 left, so it's perfect.
It seemed like that should hurt, but it didn't.
You're probably invulnerable.
Am I?
Maybe. Wow,
I can defeat anything!
Oh, what have I done?
Invulnerable is very different from invincible.
How so? Is it like menstruating?
No. Yeah, it's just like that.
I like boys.
Wow.
I'm invulnerable. What?
It's real quiet.
I'll roll a perception check.
Okay.
19.
You hear from time to time like a whimper, and then it seems to come from a different bush. And then from a different bush.
Hey, Pimwan, these blink corgis that you were supposed to capture,
yeah.
Are they dangerous?
No, they just want to kiss.
Oh.
That's all they want.
I love kissing.
But they're very hard to catch.
Do they want to kiss other dogs?
Probably.
No, they want to kiss your heart out of your body. Things are very evil.
Getting dark, bro. Just getting dark.
They started it.
Suddenly, Rhoda, a small corgi appears on your shoulder, licks your cheek, and then disappears.
That's adorable.
Did you guys see that? Did you see that?
That was so cute.
Oh my god, I have goosebumps.
Here,
yes,
puppy.
The poison
puppy,
is taking
puppy.
Effect.
I get out a little bit of like ration of like the food that we have, and I just hold it out in front of me and just like hope that it comes.
It shows up, eats the food, and it's gone. Then shows up again, right next to you, licks your face, and is gone.
Oh my gosh.
I take out my sword.
No!
I'm going to start petting the blank air around my shoulders just in case.
All I want is more of that.
We have to catch it.
Yeah, for me to get my merit badge.
Pimwood, is there anything that can hold the corgi that you know of?
You know, displacer beasts and blink corgis have very similar powers.
Guys, I think we should go back and get that chest we left back there.
Yeah, I think that sounds like a good plan.
That is a good plan. And I have a spell which may help us.
Yes.
Let's get the chest.
You're my favorite paladin.
My favorite.
We run back.
You're the most inspiring.
Are we
going to
sing a song again?
Pimwan. Just be cool.
Zippity doo da.
Zippity day. I can't sing anymore today.
Nice. So you go back.
Go back, grab the chest, head back to the bushes.
Man, I should have came up with this idea earlier. You know, I'm the smartest one in this group, I think. Zippity doo da!
Zippity day!
Allow the child to believe it.
Okay. He thinks he's invulnerable right now. He's kind of messed up.
I'm invulnerable, I'm menstruating, and I'm a genius.
I'm just a useless idiot who nobody likes. I'm going to crawl into the chest.
My friend.
Stop it.
You are the most powerful sorcerer paladin I have ever seen.
I'm going to crawl in the chest with you.
There's no room.
Hey, buddy. You okay?
The second I see this dog, I'm going to comprehend duel, and then they're going to capture it. You attempt to compel a creature into a duel. One creature that you see within range must make a wisdom saving throw. On a failed save, the creature is drawn to you, compelled by your divine command.
Ooh, I love it.
Fancy.
Get ready with the chest.
It's just a chest, bro. It's just open.
Come
I don't have to.
Time to get out of the chest.
No, don't move me. Don't touch me.
You have a bunch of a team player this week.
I'm definitely a team player. I got the chest.
So I kneel. I open up my chest. I place my weapons down next to me, and I pray to my God.
Six corgis come to me. Like, they're completely ignoring him and just like, oh, my God. Oh, God, these guys tickle.
Okay, so, yeah, that happens. But they just appear. Lick your face. Disappear. Appear. Cuddle up with you. Disappear. You can't seem to get your hands on them. You lay on the ground. So you're down there.
Come to me, doggy.
You see a corgi walk out of a bush, tongue hanging out of its mouth.
Get ready.
It's cute.
It takes another step forward.
Puppy.
It looks around.
Puppy.
Another step forward.
Take a little bit of meat out of my bag. It's okay, little doggy.
Another step forward.
Come this way.
Another step forward.
Get ready.
Oh. Appears on your shoulder. Licks your face. It's gone.
Oh, no.
Well, I can do it up to a minute, so I'll just keep doing it.
Here's what I'll do, because there's multiple corgis in these bushes.
Fair enough.
That one succeeded.
That was a very wise blink corgi. doggy.
Who let those dogs out? Boo, 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 boo.
Are you doing this again?
Rot's just booing me.
Yeah. Now that's me.
Are you still in the chest?
I mean, did anyone take me out?
I was trying to. Okay.
I'm going to, run around these bushes and try to get the dogs to
try to let the dogs out?
Can I try to let those dogs out?
Yeah. Roll intimidation for me.
18.
Oh, yeah. So you start running from bush to bush.
I'm like, I'm just one of you. Come on, come play with me. Come give me kisses. Come on, guys. There's so much fun out here.
The rest of the crew is just all in one line being like shaking their head like, no.
Terrifying.
Kiss me.
Now there's this this hyper level of activity between all these corgis. So there's six of them. None of them in a bush. They're all appearing all around you. One appears next to you, licks your face. One appears next to you, gives you a big smooch. The other one appears next to you, sniffs your crotch. The other one appears next to you, gives you a big kiss. Takes your food, disappears, but they're all over the place. Like, you're looking around, you're like, there's so many cute corgis.
So I pull Daryl out of the trunk, and I put food in the trunk.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to wait until it pops into the trunk. I'm going to shut it.
Perfect. Let's do that. So you put the food in.
Yeah.
These corgis are all up in arms, right? Let's roll.
20.
Oh, yeah. It appears in there, starts munching on. What did you put in there?
Some leftover bunny.
All right. It's like, bunny.
Where did you get that?
It shows up in
it's
there.
Not Hillary, I promise.
Oh,
yeah. She's the only one that's seen.
Starts eating the bunny.
Yeah.
Slam it closed.
I did it!
Did you?
But how do you know?
I don't know. I don't want to open it and find out. It feels like it's...
Shake it.
No.
Wow.
Shake it.
Hello, doggy, are you in there?
Can you hear it?
If you had let me stay in there, I could have confirmed for you.
I feel like we don't even know if it's alive or dead in that box. We can't even tell.
Yep.
Right?
It's a paradox where it's alive and dead at the same time.
If only we had a word for that.
If only.
Too bad we don't.
We can call it Dar Il's Corgi.
You name everything after yourself.
Now that we've captured your dog, take us.
How do you know it's captured?
We know.
Can we
take us to your leader?
He puts his ear against it. I don't hear anything.
I'll scratch the side of the box while he's doing that. Scratch, scratch, scratch.
Oh, it is in there. Perfect. Well, let's go. Merit badge awaits. Merit, you know, badge. I am the most decorated half scout. Do you know that? I've got the most badges. What? Ask me anything.
What other badges do you have?
I have the copyright badge.
Okay, we know about that
one. We did establish that
Something
one.
That we haven't heard yet.
What do you know about?
Balloon animal badge?
She's got the menstruating badge.
Oh, can I get that?
We will give you a special menstruating
badge. All I have to do is like boys? I'm into this.
That's all you gotta do.
Okay, so you're the most decorated in your group?
In the whole, after I turn this in, I'm going to be way ahead of Vionin.
Okay.
He used to be the most decorated, but now it's going to be me, because I caught a blink corgi.
Okay, but you also got like super lost from everyone. How did that happen if you're supposedly such a good Boy Scout?
Yeah, I guess you don't have the Find Your Way badge.
Yeah.
Ouch, guys.
Hey.
Ouch.
He's a little tiny baby boy.
I did my best. I had a purpose, and that was to catch a blink corgi.
And you did.
Well,
you
actually, we well. Did.
Yeah, we did. We should Does get your count? Badge.
Ouch.
Does it count, though, if you did it?
I believe.
We work together. We're a team. You could have done. I thought of getting that chest.
There is a special team badge.
Actually,
correct?
You didn't.
Right.
The
There's
real
a special
guilt
team
did.
Team badge.
That team badge you're talking
you will
about.
You earn both your team badge and your captured blink corgi badge.
In fact, I have it here, and I pull out, like, it's a weird piece of paper that I, like, scribbled on with, like, crayon, and I lick it so it sticks to him. So,
this is the greatest day of my entire half-life.
You're welcome.
You've had a sad half-life.
You're welcome.
Ouch! You guys, you.
Let's go forward, bro.
You knife hug. You give me a compliment and then you stab me as you're hugging me.
It's called a compliment sandwich.
Yeah.
We're really good at
it. Horrible.
That's also Gilf's way of life.
Compliment stabwich, we call it here.
You do, however, get to ride a hawk.
Yeah.
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 I wish there was a merit badge for that.
There is a merit badge for that as I pet Hank and then take a couple feathers.
Hey!
Thanks, Hank. We're just going to put these right behind your ear. It's Ooh. A special merit badge. It signifies that you are menstruating.
Yes! I've never been so proud to menstruate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we're teaching this guy anything.
No, he's
nothing
learning
at all.
So
Absolutely
much.
Nothing.
I think he knows everything he needs to. Why don't you go run off into the world, young man?
What?
We need him.
We need him.
Don't send him
into the world.
Yeah. We really didn't. We're not just helping this guy with the corgi. He's trying to get us out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Hey, which way is this compass?
He knows where my boyfriend's be at.
He does.
Well, let's see. The compass says there's a couple of hallways here. This one. Follow me! He hops on Hank.
I'm still laying on the ground being difficult.
And I'm just dragging you, but we're about the same size, so it's a real task for me. It's okay. Hey, buddy. Hey, you're okay?
Perhaps,
I love you so much.
You could show me some of your literature. I would love to learn more about your possum god.
I thought I already gave you a pamphlet. You already forgot? Oh, God.
My apologies.
I still have the pamphlet you gave me a long time ago when we were in the murder house.
You have to understand, my friend, that as an orc, reading is difficult. This is a personal problem. I apologize.
Nice try.
Hey, Daryl, buddy.
What?
Do you want to pretend to be me? That always cheers you up.
Then you can masturbate.
What? Hey, what does that mean?
What?
Walk in the direction that Pimwan indicated. As you're moving, you're walking basically along a creek. And this creek twists and turns and continues for quite a long time. Throughout, you're giving Pimwan a bunch of sexual education. he's discovering quite a bit about himself.
I don't know if we're educating him.
And no one knows where the clitoris is, Pimwan. That's the thing.
Maybe his compass points towards it.
You take another turn, and you enter into a cave. As you enter, you see in front of you four young halflings.
Oh.
Standing around a body.
Oh.
Instantly, Pimwan goes, Is that Yari? Yari! No! Flies ahead of you.
Right, we can't really catch him. Okay.
I'm gonna run after him.
What are we, like, who is dead?
Roll perception.
4.
Somebody.
Everyone's
yeah.
dead.
Yeah, I got a 6.
17. Got a 5.
All right, Bugfly, you recognize there is an older halfling on the ground, presumably dead.
Oh, gosh.
Why did I not think the leader would be a halfling? Why did I picture, like, a human for some reason? Of course it would be a halfling.
Yeah, they're the half-scouts.
No, that
yeah.
makes sense, yeah.
Standing around the body are 4 young halflings, one with the arm raised, the other with a dagger drawn, a 3rd holding a sword, and a 4th with a crossbow.
What have you guys done?
We have done nothing! Stay out of here! Okay. Mind your own business!
It sounds like a plan.
Your business is our business.
Yeah, we really don't have, like, anything to do, so, like, this yeah. is pretty exciting for us.
We have found your friend, halflings.
Which one's
him? Pimwan?
Yeah.
Nerd!
Oh, are you Volda, whatever?
Me?
Yeah, what's your name?
I'm Vinyan!
Of course you are. That's a lame name.
What?
Your name's Leem.
What?
It sounds like Onion.
Hello.
Tiny halflings, how has your leader perished?
That's what we're trying to figure out. One of us killed him!
Definitely that one.
It's
then.
Probably the loud
it's
one, right?
The one who
no.
just said
yeah.
one of us killed
him. No, it was yeah. not me.
I want to roll an investigation on the body.
Do it.
22.
You see that Yari's throat has been slit with some sort of blade.
So it's not the one with the crossbow.
Yep. Who in here just killed my future boyfriend? Somebody did it. You. Vagina.
Excuse me?
Yeah, vagina. You.
We're definitely not going to learn your name. So chill out, boy.
Divine sense. Are any of them evil?
No.
Show me what you have on your body.
What, me? You think I did this?
Yeah. You sound...
Raises his hands in the air.
Super guilty.
Come pat me down.
Okay.
Okay. It's a little boy. Careful.
11.
You don't discover anything that's going to help with this investigation. He's just a young halfling standing there with a sword in the air.
We all got to take a halfling, separate them, and then interrogate them individually.
That's a great plan.
Yeah, I think that sounds perfect because all of us have too much at stake.
What does that mean?
We don't know. There's a lot going on here that we don't know.
So sassy.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm going to take Pimwan and get some background info on all the kids. You all select a kid each, and let's get this done.
Okay. Who wants to go first? Do you want to go? Do we want to go first with Pimwan?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I'll just take it some sense.
Pimwan.
Yeah.
Tell us about your friends.
Okay. Which one do you want to know about? Wilsire, Zelster, Vinyan, Felret?
Start with Vinwan.
Okay. The son of 2 mighty warriors. Very strong family. He's what you would consider an alpha. Really wants to succeed.
And the next one?
Oh, Wilsire? He's a young wizard. He's learned a lot of spells over the past few years.
And the next one?
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Zelster? He's sneaky. I never trusted that guy.
Which one has the crossbow, by the way?
Oh, that's Felret.
Felret.
Mm-hmm. He was raised in the woods.
That one's probably innocent. Thank you, Pimwan.
Why would you assume he's innocent?
Well, he has a crossbow and it's a slash across the throat, I just assumed. Unless he's really good with that crossbow.
That's a good point. Who wants to go next?
I do.
Who do you have?
I have Vinyarn. Vinyarn?
Vinyan.
Vinyan? Yeah. Hey, buddy.
Vinyan.
What's going on?
Vinyan.
What's going on, little dude?
This is the worst day ever.
When was the last time you saw your scout leader?
Man, I don't know. It wasn't my turn to take watch. Wait, I was sleeping.
So you haven't seen him since last night?
No.
Huh.
Last time I saw him alive, we were telling scary stories. And he told a real scary one.
What was his real scary story?
Have you heard the one about the two halflings?
Go on. I mean, there's a lot of
stories. It's classic.
I mean, does it involve a ring? Because I heard that story.
No, those aren't halflings. Those are completely different. They're
are they
hobbits.
Not? Are you sure?
They're completely they're different. They copyright. All, I have my copyright merit.
Their copyright
they're back. Completely different.
Zippity doo-dah, bro.
No, it was a story of a couple, and they fell in love. And there was a groom and a bride, and the bride always had a ribbon around her neck. And she told the groom, never take this ribbon off. Just don't take it off. And then, after their wedding day, the groom couldn't help himself. Took the ribbon off. And her head fell off!
What?
Yeah! The bride's head was held on by a ribbon!
Oh, Jesus.
It was scary.
It sounds scary.
Yeah, so I went to bed. I wasn't going to deal with life after that one.
You were scared to sleep.
Yes.
And when was the last time you saw a Pimwan?
Oh, days ago.
Days ago?
Days ago.
Days ago.
Yeah.
I'm just saying he's still in the suspect pool, but you definitely saw him.
No, I wouldn't say Pimwan. How could he have done it? He wasn't even here. We lost him.
How do we know that?
Because he was with us.
But he saw him last night.
Bogard! What are you doing here?
Sorry.
What can you tell me? What were the other two doing? What was Will Sire doing?
Will Sire. That guy. You know what he was doing? He's been dating Yari's daughter.
Wait, he... At this little retreat that you guys are at?
No, not... Well, I don't know. I don't know what he does at night. I'm sleeping. But he dates Yari's daughter. And so it's made everything really weird.
Wait, why?
I don't know.
Wait, what? Why is it weird? Did Yari know? That he was dating his daughter?
You know, I don't know.
Well, how did I know? How do you know? How do you know he was dating?
Oh, come on.
What?
God, we're friends. You know.
Okay, I feel you, yeah. Bro.
I don't know what Yari knew. I didn't tell him.
Hmm. What about this Zeltzer guy? I hear he's real sneaky pants.
He is. I don't trust him.
Did any of you like each other when you went out?
No, not. I mean, we're kids. We got trauma.
Wait. So what's up with Zeltzer? What's his deal?
Well, I mean, his parents are known thieves. They steal from the community all the time.
Oh snap! Tell me about yourself in 40 characters.
What about me?
Just tell me. What are some of your interests? What are you getting into these days, boy?
I don't know. I just want to be valedictorian. That's all. It's important to me to succeed.
Of your Cub Scout troop?
What are you doing here?
Sorry.
Belgar, can I see you in the corner real quick?
Yes, I'm sorry.
What's your deal, man? I let you handle your investigation.
I apologize.
I mean, you definitely have your own investigation going on, right?
I do.
All these are technically happening at the same time, yeah, right?
Daryl, what is going on here?
Oh, sorry.
Why aren't you doing your investigation?
I'm talking to my guy right now, but like I'm hearing it happen over here. Yeah. So do you guys not jump in real quick?
Do you guys not trust me to run my own investigation at all?
It's only a 10-foot by 10-foot room. We only have so much space. And to answer your question, no, I do not trust you.
I'm taking notes, guys.
You're doing very well.
I'm getting it done. I'm definitely getting it done. Meanwhile, at someone else's investigation.
Yeah, I'm talking to Zelister.
Okay.
And because I know thieves can't,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to do like a secret handshake with him.
Yes.
Hey, we trust each other.
Yeah. And he responds back and he like gives you a knowing look like,
All right. So like, what's the deal? Did you kill that guy?
What's the deal?
Did you kill him?
No, I'm not the one who actually... I didn't kill him. Yeah. I didn't kill him. He was already dead by the time I got here.
Did you want to kill him? I'm just curious.
No.
It's just, like, curiosity.
No, I was just trying to help my friend. Whole thing got out of control.
Who's your friend?
My friend, Wilsire.
What happened?
I thought Wilsire was going to die.
Wait, why would you think that?
I got scared. Yari was screaming and yelling.
Yari was?
Yeah.
Yari's who?
He's the...
Oh, he's
our leader.
He's
the pack leader. Yeah.
Yeah. He was screaming at everybody or just Wilsire?
No, just Wilsire. He was just yelling at him. And then before I knew it...
Wilsire killed him?
Everything happened.
That's okay. Hey, No, stop crying. I don't know how to handle other people's emotions. Stop crying. I'm really uncomfortable. Like, I can't stop.
I didn't mean to do anything. It wasn't my fault. Okay. Like, I didn't do it. It just all kind of happened.
I believe you. Do you want to see a magic trick?
Yeah.
Will it stop you from crying?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to shoot a fireball from my sleeve.
Okay.
Yeah.
did it happen? Okay, how do you do this?
I rig like a flash bomb type of thing because I have like explosive and oil, and I just like strike like with sleight of hand.
Oh, yeah,
I strike a match.
You're a thief.
I'm a thief.
I've never figured that out. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a thief.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a sleight of hand. I strike it so it looks like I just did a bomb.
How did you do that? Can you teach me?
Yeah, if you talk to me more. Here, sure. It's okay.
What about?
So why was Will Sire, and as I'm talking, I'm like showing him what I was doing with the trick. Why was Will Sire being yelled at by Yari? What was his deal? Do you remember anything that was said?
Well, he lost her.
Who?
Her.
Child? Another girl?
Yari's daughter. She's missing.
She's
She's gone.
Okay. Shit.
Yeah.
I
shouldn't be
No. Hey. God.
This is against Scout Honor.
No. I get
you. Shouldn't be.
This is deeper than Scout Honor. Like, I feel like I know what your parents were like.
We're talking Thieves Camp. Right,
I know.
Like, you and I are the only ones who know this, and it better stay that way.
Yeah, it's a secret.
Yeah. Yari got so mad when he found out that Will Sire lost his daughter. I thought, for sure, Will Sire was dead. And then it all just kind of happened.
When he said the word happen, then he does the trick.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome, yeah. Push. Oh. Meanwhile.
Yeah. I guess I'm talking to...
Are you talking to Felret?
Felret?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice crossbow.
Hey, thanks.
End of investigation. That was it.
Oh, that's amazing.
No, hey, thanks.
Okay, so I'm talking to Wilshire. Is he the last one?
Yeah.
The wizard one? Yeah. Right. Hello, young man. What is your name?
Wilshire.
Wilshire, yes.
Yeah.
I would like to introduce myself. You're the wizard, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yes, I am... Gilf, the sorcerer.
I've heard about you. You're the most powerful sorcerer in all of the Endless Dungeon.
So powerful. So far. Stay out of this. What happened? I totally get, like...
It's not my fault. I didn't do anything.
No, you totally isn't.
I didn't do anything.
I can tell.
It was Alistair who killed him.
Why? How?
That's... He slit his throat. Look. Just look for yourself.
But, like, explain what exactly happened.
Well, he was... I don't know. Alistair, can't trust him. He's a thief. Just went and killed him. Nothing else. That's it.
Are you sure that's nothing else?
I'm completely 100% certain nothing else.
Oh, don't make me cast a truth spell on you. I will get it out of you some way or another. Just... Oh, 19.
Oh, God, I know how powerful you are.
Yes.
Okay. Don't cast anything on me. I don't want to be under any sort of spell. Okay? I date around a little bit.
Okay.
I like girls.
Okay.
I recently
cool.
figured that out.
Yeah. No, yeah.
And I like a lot
too,
of girls.
Totally. Me too, totally. Like, I totally, like, definitely have sex, and that's so cool that you
know. Well, one thing led to another. We guys brought her here with us, so I thought we could have a little romantic. You know, get away.
Yeah, I understand what you're into.
You know,
yeah,
get a little,
totally
have a little fun.
Mm-hmm.
We got into a little argument, and she left.
You and Yari's daughter? Is that who you're referring to, or are you a different?
How did you? How did you know Yari had a daughter?
That's a very small room.
You speak thieves, Ken? Okay. Yeah, we kind of had a thing. I mean, it's kind of Yari's fault we had a thing.
He encouraged you guys to...
No, well, he introduced us.
Well,
and one thing led to another, and, you know, we started... I think the kids call it menstruating.
That's a few like boys.
I don't know about that.
She started menstruating.
I don't know. Okay. Well, all right. I don't know.
I've menstruated my whole life.
All right. Very good. Cool.
I was born that way.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I like masturbate and stuff. It's cool. Wait, okay. So your friend killed Yari? What are we doing?
Okay, listen. One thing led to another. Yari started yelling at me.
Fair.
He got in my face, and I magic missiled him. But I'm not the one who killed him. I'm not the one who killed him. I just started shooting off, you know, a new spell I learned, because it's badass. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to get yelled at. And before I knew it, Yari was dead.
So you instigated the whole thing, huh?
Me? No. No, Yari did it. And then Zelster just slit the throat for no reason.
Like, if we actually check to see if
no one's looked at the body beyond seeing a slit throat. Well, you've seen a slit throat, right?
Yeah.
We've seen this.
That's probably dead, right?
Yeah.
But I didn't have any, you know. I was just pushing him back with a little magic. A little trick I learned.
Yes, but, you know, magic missiles are so powerful.
Are they?
Yes.
You think?
They're definitely powerful.
Yeah, the bolts of force that never miss and slam into people. Yeah, I'd say.
Beauregard, what are you doing here?
Okay, everyone, I think we all have some information. Let's gather and share information. First, Rhoda, what have you found out?
Yes, Rhoda.
Really cool guy.
Okay.
No, but like, what type of facts have you learned about him or...
So basically I learned that there's three different settings on his crossbow. One is really tight, which will make it go super far. The other one isn't so tight, so it'll go a medium distance. And then the third one is loose, which basically just means it might go straight down.
Cool. So you didn't really do a good job, did you?
What do you know about crossbows?
I've learned nothing about crossbows. However, I have found out that there was a magical missile discharged at Yari by one, this guy over here, Wilshire.
Wilshire.
And he has accused
Zelster
of slitting the throat of his friend.
Well, that's probably accurate because, I mean, my guy just couldn't have done it. He's just way too cool.
I don't think we need to explore his thing anymore, probably.
I don't think Zelster did it. He was really emotionally distraught. He said that Yari was yelling at Wilshire, and Wilshire just did everything. He seems like a sneaky little bastard to me.
Guys, this is a classic mystery, and all mysteries need a detective. And I put on my Sherlock
You've
Holmes.
You've been waiting for this.
I've been waiting for a mystery for so long, guys. For so long.
Rhoda's just shaking her head.
I have a little pipe that I'm trying to light. Like, trying to light this little pipe.
Just give flint.
It a... Yeah, just give it... Just someone, if you could just...
We're like,
someone can,
I'm trying to shield the wind.
No, if someone could just light this, it's going to be so badass.
I am not spending a spell on
it's
that.
It's going to look so good.
I'm going to light it for you.
Okay.
With my tinderbox.
So really we have song. A classic mystery of sex... And
sex? Who's sexing?
Well, I think that guy was finger blasting that guy's daughter.
What?
What?
Wow.
I want to be finger blasted. I want to be finger blasted.
Your voice changed.
Wow, you like turned into one of the kids from the Willy Wonka tour.
You did. I want it now.
I want it now, Daddy.
I want to be finger blasted now.
I want the world. I want five fingers.
Cut to the halflings just staring at us.
Yeah, they're all just like wide-eyed, like, what's finger blasting? Is it like a magic missile?
But where it counts. Oh, no. Okay.
Great, so we're going to kill them all? Is that what I... No? Okay, no. Sorry, I messed up.
Wait, the daughter is missing.
Suspect, correct?
I have a suspect.
Zelastar.
No, that's not my suspect.
My apologies.
My suspect is the daughter.
But
you
she's
think
gone.
The daughter killed Yari?
She has disappeared.
Yeah, after she killed her dad. What?
I
Did
don't...
I just blow your mind right
now? Not really. I mean, like, I have one person accusing your guy of slitting the throat of the guy there, which seems to add up because there is a throat slit.
I feel like that's a stereotype that you're making against thief types, well, and maybe. I'm a thief type, and okay. I'm not about slitting throats.
Guys, well, technically, you've done that many times.
In classic mysteries, it's not the person you most suspect,
yes!
or the person you least suspect. It's the middle person who you kind of maybe suspect a little bit. It's always that person.
Ooh.
I thought the saying was always, it's not the person you most expect. It's not the person you least expect. It's always the person who did it.
Yeah. That's so good.
Yeah, but that's the same. That's kind of the same.
I've been going through. I've been going through the possum religion brochure, and I see that the possum religion is really supported by the Truvaris, says.
Juvaris.
Yeah. Based on their philosophies, it's really likely that a woman did this.
That's a very sexist faith you have, my friend. Fucked up.
That's awful.
Let us remove a suspect.
Yeah.
Zelastar?
I don't
know why I'm pointing to you. Zelastar.
Yeah, what?
Did you do this? Tell the truth. With truth, I cast command.
Oh, wow. Dang. Okay, is there any sort of saving throw or anything?
You could ask him who did it.
Yeah, why don't just ask him who did it?
Well, he might not know, but if he knows if he did it or not. I mean, I can only, like, it's only a one-word thing, so it's kind of hard.
Wow, Gilf, he's a better detective than you.
But if he would have said no,
he's ruling suspects out.
But if he said no, it means either way, but there's a possibility of him actually knowing, though.
Well, it's too late. You speak a one-word command to a creature you can see within range. The target must succeed in a wisdom saving throw or follow the command. So he's got to make a saving throw versus 14.
And it's a one-word command. What is it?
So I said, truth. Did you do this?
Well, that's more than one word.
Tell the... How are we gonna do this then? That's so difficult. Yeah, that is...
Say the name of the person who did this.
But that's right?
more than one word. Wait, it's a one-word command.
Spell's gotta be one word.
Murderer. Right.
Did you do this? Pause. Truth.
I'll buy it. It's pretty simple.
I don't know how else to do it.
Yeah, exactly. So he goes, no. No, I did not.
See? He's innocent.
Hold on. I have an idea. I'm smoking a little bit from my thing. Daryl, please search the body for the compass.
Wait, the compass.
Search the dead guy. Search the Daryl, just be cool real quick. Just
right,
be,
I'm searching. I'm
just
searching.
Be cool. Okay, do you I'm see searching. The compass?
Daryl, you do not have to do what he tells you to do.
I'm good. You know what I want to?
The other part of the compass.
The compass that would be on the body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it on the body?
Yes, it is not.
Someone has stolen the compass.
Let's use the compass. Let's use it.
We need to.
I don't know. Understand?
Really good, Gilf. Well done.
It's elementary, my dear Balagar.
That was actually kind of fantastic.
Yeah, that was great.
I'm impressed by you. It's rare, but it's happening.
If only you were as good of a warlock.
But I am. I'm the only one.
You're the best detective.
Hank, come here.
No, don't summon my Hank.
Hank has the other end of the compass.
Oh, he does.
I want to look at the compass and see where it faces.
It's pointing further down the hall.
Oh, right. Let's go. I'm going that way.
Let's do it.
No, somebody has to watch the kids. Yeah.
We need to separate the halflings from the others. Not it.
Not it. What are you, why is everyone touching their nose?
I touched my nose, and that means that I have no boogers today. Oh, also, okay. I don't have to watch the halfling.
Yeah, but that means you do.
Yeah.
What?
You were the last one to do it.
When has that been a thing?
That's been a thing for always.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
that's
been
not
a
fair.
Thing since
come on,
like
it's going
to
be fun.
2010.
I have to hang out with these losers. That one of them's maybe a murderer.
Don't worry.
One of them is definitely a murderer. We just don't know which one.
Watch your pocketbook. I'm just...
You have the most magical skills to fight them
if
they come after you.
Yes, good thing I'm one of the most powerful sorcerers, Gilf, of all time, so you better watch yourselves, little boys.
What?
End of episode.
Thank you. Hey guys, it's your fearless leader, Rot. I'd like to thank you for listening to the second episode of The Dungeon Rats. You can contribute by going to thedungeonrats.com or by following us on Twitter at @thedungeonrats. This episode was produced by Patrick O'Rourke and Carlos Luna, edited by Patrick O'Rourke. Rhoda was played by Justine Kruger. You can follow her on Instagram at @IJustThrewUp or on Twitter at @JustineFace. Bugfly was played by Serena Marie. You can follow her on Twitter at @SerenaXMarie or Instagram at @SerenaMarie. Gilf was played by Carlos Luna. You can follow him on Instagram and Twitter at @ReggiesFriend. Darrell was played by Alex Colliard. You can follow him on Instagram and Twitter at @AlexColliard. Last but not least, Bellegarde. I screwed this one up big time last week. Bellegarde is played by Aram Vartian, and you can follow him on Twitter at @GodsFallDC. See, I left off the DC last time because I can't read. Anyway, the Dungeon Master was played by Patrick O'Rourke, and you can follow him on Twitter at @PatLikesATweet or Instagram at @ProducerPat. Well, I think that's it. Thanks again for listening, and remember, true leaders always get the last word.